Welcome at Esther's podcast. This podcast will help you to put God's word into practice and to live in God's goodness. As I said before, my name is Esther and I live in Amsterdam, so sorry for my accident, my accent. I live in Amsterdam with my husband. I'm happily married. Besides my husband, I live with two dogs and one cat. And if you hear them in the background, I'm sorry for background noise, because they can walk around and be annoying. No, but they are very sweet. But anyway, it's possible that you will hear them, because I'm recording this at my dining table. And I'm sorry for that. So anyway, that being said, this podcast is part of the series of why you need to read the Word of God and how the Word of God can change your life. Yesterday, I discussed a lot about why it's so important, why the Bible is so important. And here I told that I believe, and the Bible says it also, that everything is created by His Word. And that His Word was with Him at creation. And I believe that the Bible is as a blueprint for God, and as God can use this as a blueprint, we can use it as a blueprint as well. Because we are, who are we that we think we don't need the word, if even God has used this word, and that even wisdom was at the beginning of creation. You can find it in Proverbs 8. So anyway, why am I telling you this, all this? Because I am a living example of all these changes. I have seen so many miracles. I think I need to make another podcast only about my miracles, because it's huge. And am I that special? Am I the only one who's getting all these results and miracles? No, of course not. I am just a human being, just as you. The difference is that I read my word and I believe the word, and by the word I am totally changed. I have seen a lot of miracles in healing. But I need to tell you, I've never been serious ill before. I only received healing for the flu. I had a severe headache after I fall on the street. Within 1 hour, my headache was gone, and I had a serious head injury, not with blood, but it was blue, and it was horrible. But anyway, I also received healing after I got hot water over my hand. I received healing also within 1 hour or more than that. But anyway, I've never had a serious illness. Thank God for it. But because I've read the word and because I could pray for people, I've seen a lot of healing with other people as well. I've seen people heal from migraine, flu, somebody had pain in the bones, they were healed instantly. I've seen a lot of miracles on healing. I also seen a lot of miracles in money, and I was in a huge debt. I had a lot of debt, based on the word of God, I received a lot of money, and I got out of debt within 1 year or 1 year and a half, I suppose. But that was almost impossible. If you saw how much my debt was, it would take me at least 5 to 10 years to get out of this debt. So the Lord has supernaturally got me out of this, and I'm truly grateful for this. But this is not my own doing. So I'm not saying how great I am. I'm telling you all this because Jesus is great. And I'm telling you all this so you can receive these miracles as well, and so your life can be totally changed. I even have people I know 20 years ago, they couldn't even recognize me sometimes because I am changed in character as well. I was a people pleaser to the core. And I was dumb as a rock. I was stupid, really stupid. I was in need of wisdom. And thanks to Jesus, I can read scripture and I can read Proverbs. And I receive so many wisdom out of Proverbs that I've changed. And I have made other choices instead of the dumb choices I used to do. I used to choose. And that is the reason why I'm totally changed. And as I said before, I want to help you to change your life for the better as well. But I really need to tell you that my life is changed for God's glory. And I've never searched for change for my own glory. I think 15 years ago I met Christ, and I believe that he was the Son of God, and that he went on the cross for me for salvation, and that he, after 3 days, he rose from the dead to life, and that he's sitting right now next to God praying for you and me. That's amazing. But I believe all these things, and when I found Jesus, or Jesus found me, I don't know how to say it correctly. But I had a need of changing my life for the better, because my life was not glorifying Jesus. And all these changes and all these things I searched in scripture was not for my own benefit. But I thought, if Jesus can do this for me, I need to step up my game. I need to do better. I need to do it better. And not that Jesus is telling me, Esther, you need to do better. No, because his love for me is unconditional. Even if I didn't change my life, he still would love me. And that's the reason why I wanted to change. And that's why I wanted to know more of Jesus. Because if somebody can love you so much, who is this person? Who is this person who loves you without conditions? That's a miracle itself as well. So anyway, how do you get this change? And how can you change your life to his glory? for me to explain it to you, I will read out loud scripture. In one moment, I will search it on the internet. If you have one moment. And I will read it out loud from the King James Version. And this is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23. Okay, here we go. I will speak it out loud. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is basically saying that we have three parts. We exist out of three parts. That's spirit, soul, and body. And how it works is a little bit like this. I try to explain it real easy so that you can work with this. If you meet Christ and if you think, well, this Jesus Christ, I want to live with him, you will get born again. You will be born again, not in your soul or in your body, because you are already born on this earth. No, you are born again in your spirit. And this is where you are basically whole and new and a new person. But unfortunately, your soul and your body are the same. So I was Esther before I met Christ, and I'm still Esther after I met Christ. I was, if I was fat before I met Christ, I will be fat after I met Christ. And I think if people would be able to lose weight after they met Jesus Christ, I think think a lot of people receive salvation, but that's just a joke. So anyway, you get the picture. So your soul and your body are still the same. It's only in your spirit where all the changes are and that you are born again. So the key is for you to change your mind and your understanding and your soul, that it be transformed to the Word of God. Because in your spirit, everything is okay. But it's not okay for your soul and your body and your surroundings. It's all the same. And I will back that up with scripture, and let's read what scripture is telling us about this. And I will read out loud, that's the only the last scripture I will read out loud, that's Romans 12 verse 1 and 2. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So here it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so transformation is only possible if you renew your mind. And the word transformed is in the Greek the word metamorpho. And metamorpho, I don't know if I pronounce it correctly, but metamorpho is where we get metamorphosis from. I don't know about you, but I love those TV programs where they gave metamorphosis for houses. They will get new furniture, new wallpaper, everything. It's beautiful at the end of the TV program. But that's our houses. You also have metamorphosis shows for men and women. They receive new clothes, new hairstyle, sometimes even a new job. And they are totally transformed from the outside. But the good news is that that this metamorpho, it's a transformation from the inside. But if you never read your Bible, how can you even transform your mind? And how can you transform to the way God thinks? And how do you know what God thinks of you or how He sees your life? You cannot know this if you never read it. And don't get me wrong, of course, when you go to church, you will learn a lot. Or if you have Bible study during the week, that's good. But if you count this, church and Bible study during the week, it will say 4 hours. 4 hours, I don't know how many hours a week have, but more than 48 hours, 70 hours in a week, I don't know. But 4 hours in a week is not that much for a whole week for you to change. So it's vital to start reading the word as well. And so it's very important to go to church. And after I met Christ, I went to church every Sunday. And I'm still going to church, don't get me wrong. But I thought that true change would be if I go to church or after I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and I was speaking in tongues, I thought, wow, my whole life will be changed now. That wasn't so. That wasn't true. And I didn't see healing instantly for my whole body because I spoke in tongues or because I went to church or I was hearing a lot of sermons. No, my whole life is changed by the Word of God, as I keep on repeating. but anyway, because after I met Christ, I went to church, as I said before, and I thought that going to church would change my mind. And I've seen a lot during church time. I was slain in the spirit many times, and I thought, wow, this is going to change my life. But this slaying in the spirit would happen in a weekend, And then Monday came, and I was still the same. I had still the same, my circumstances were not changed. I was still nagging, I was still stupid, and I still made dumb mistakes. And of course, there was a little bit of light, and the Holy Spirit was guiding me through the day, and guided me a little bit, Esther, don't do this, or Esther, do this. Of course, but that was tiny, that was small, that wasn't... There weren't huge transformations in my life, and but I was thankful anyway for the Holy Spirit guiding me through this day. But that didn't change my whole life, and I also got baptized, water baptized, and I thought, man, now I'm going to see change. Now I'm going to see God's glory in my life. But it was great. Oh man, I was so I had so much joy after being baptized. But true transformation to the core, and to see His life in my life. No. I'm sorry. That didn't help me to change as the person I am today. I even I even went to church gatherings where the preacher was saying, if you need a change in your life right now, stand up out of your seat and go running through the building, running to the church building. And man, I was running. I was up front running because I needed a change desperately. Because remember, I was in debt, and I had silly relationships all around me. I was in bad circumstances. So I was running through church big time. And I was, as I said before, up front, running. And after that, I only got tired. And maybe it was good for my condition and good for my health. But Monday set in, and I was still the same. Guess what? I was still the same. So all if am I putting these kind of church gatherings down? No, that's not the purpose of this podcast. And of course, it was good for me to attend such gatherings. But if it was if it truly helped my transformation, no. It only for me. It was better for me to go to church than to go to a club or to go to have a drink with stupid people who don't want anything to do with their life, and they were just doing the same thing every day, and for a whole year and for their whole life. So it was good for me to go to church, and it's good for you to go to church as well. But I believe that if you want to follow Jesus Christ, You need to read the Word of God. And it all starts with transforming. It all starts with transforming by the renewing of your mind. And when you start doing this, when you start reading this, you will bit by bit know what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. After reading, I found out in Scripture that it is not God's will for me to be ill, or that it's not His will for me to be in debt, or it's not His will for me to have bad relationships. And that's the key. But you need to find it out in Scripture, and that's why you need to start reading the Word. So, that is next week. I will dive deeper into the material of Romans 12, verse 1 and 2, because there's so much information in this, in these two lines, only two lines. And the scripture is full of scripture. It's a large, huge book. So, we have a lot to discuss about. But in the meantime, please start reading your Word and start reading it, and a change is going to come if you read the Word of God. Be blessed, and hear you next week. Bye.